Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simen Tof Nun, in the middle of Sif Vav. Yesterday we learned, that we'll quickly chazer over the Mechaber over here, that we said that it is permissible for a person to give to his worker on Pesach money and have the worker go and purchase chametz stick of food, because you're not telling the worker to purchase chametz stick of food, and he's doing that on his own. But what you can't do, Avolo yomar lo, the Mechaber says you can't tell him, say the echol vani parea. Go to a McDonald's, buy yourself a roll and hamburger or a bakery, and buy yourself bread, and I will pay for it. That you're not allowed to do. But then we brought down the Mordechai and said, v'yesh matirim gam b'zeh, since you're not actually going and giving him chametz yourself, he's buying it with your dollar, that would be allowed, according to the leaning opinion of the Mordechai, which we said, l'chatzilah, we paskin over here like that opinion. We're up to the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Ches. The Mishnah Berurah says, uladei azu, according to this leaning opinion of the Mordechai over here, mutter gam ken lomar l'chenvani, you would even be allowed to tell the chenvani, the storekeeper over here, tein l'foali chometz vani parea. You can even tell the storekeeper over here, the grocer, give to my worker chometz and I will pay you back. Because mitam hanal, as we explained, that you don't really own the chametz, and therefore it is not a problem according to the lenient opinion of the Mordechai. Ule inyan tinok shenochutz lo lecho v'lishtos chametz. What about a child that is at least a chola she'ein bo sakana, as you can see in Deir Shu footnote number 23, that needs to have chametz? If the child is a chola she'yesh bo sakana, so of course you can give him anything that you have to do. You can mechal Shabbos, you can go and certainly serve him chametz. Here we're talking about a child that just needs chametz. It won't be pikuach nefashos, but he needs chametz. It's a chola she'ein bo sakana, and he has to either drink or eat chametz. So in this situation, what should you do? You're allowed to feed him, but how do you do this? Tzorich lisa oso lebeis nochri, bring the child to the guy's house, v'yivakesh la'nochri, and ask the nochri, shiachu chometz latinok. Let him get the Cheerios in the nochri's house and give it to the child. However, achi zoher, you should be careful over here, shelo yichu biyado, that you shouldn't go and take it with your hand and give it to the child, because when you do so, dezochabo, you're now acquiring the Cheerio, and that's a problem. If the non-Jewish person says, I'll be happy to do this, pay up. So then, you can certainly tell him, I'll pay you after you give him the food. Then, that's not a problem at all, because you're not now paying for chametz. You're now paying a debt. You owe him a dollar for the box of Cheerios. And therefore, you're now paying him a debt. You're not paying him for the Cheerios. And that's why it's permissible. And therefore, avolo yitom umos kodem. Don't give him the money up front before you get the Cheerios. O bishar shenos no lecho, or at the same time that he's giving him the Cheerios. In that situation, it appears the koneh chametz bezeh v'osul kliyama. It looks like over here that you're acquiring the chametz with that money that you're giving him now for the Cheerios, and therefore osur, that would be forbidden. V'chanal, as we've already explained. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, v'miyev shelo l'sei so l'chutz, if you can't take the child outside, the child's sick, that's why you need to give him the chametz, and it's too much of a tircha on the child, too difficult for the child to bring him to the guy. U'bal korcho tzorech akum l'hovi ha-chametz l'veso yisrael, so there's no other choice other than to have the guy bring the Cheerios to your kid, u'la'achil l'sham, and to feed them to the kid in your house. So what should you do in that situation? Yesh lalomer la'akum, you should tell the akum, listen, bring the Cheerios to my house. But anything that's left over afterwards, you're going to take back to your house. Sheikabit zechomitz anishar, the leftover Cheerios, v'yisen leveso, you're going to take them back to your house. And now he's going to need to eat again Cheerios tomorrow. Uchashi yitztarech lechol odapam, if he needs Cheerios again later today, tomorrow, yachzor, you're going to bring them back, v'yienu v'yachilenu, and then you bring it back each time. Only give him to eat at that moment what he needs, and take the rest of it back to your house. That's the ideal way to do it. No, the guy's not going to do this. V'miyev shor limtso nochri al kopam v'pam. He's not willing to do this, or you have to find a different nochri each time, and you can't do this. So then, you got the box of Cheerios here in your house. What can you do? Yesh l'hokel shiyashira akum chometz b'vei. So you can leave the whole box of Cheerios in your house. K'dei shiyasbik latinok l'kam upam. And this will satisfy the child's next 5 days for breakfast. He'll have food to eat. But the Yomar Beferish, you should specifically state, She'ena rotza liknos esa chometz. I don't want to acquire this box of Cheerios. You should state that. Because otherwise, the lav hochi koni le reshuso, your house, your room, would automatically acquire it. As we've already explained, ukidil el besimintaf mimches. Furthermore, v'yitzava l'katan shiach l'tinok. You shouldn't feed the child, again, unless there's no choice. And again, we're not talking about pikuach nefashos. It's not a pikuach nefashos case. It's just a child that's sick who needs to eat it. He's losing weight. The doctor says he has to eat something. He's not eating the regular Pesach dikha stuff, so you're allowed to feed him chametz dikha stuff. But you should have a other child feed him. So let your 8-year-old feed your 4-year-old. V'yitzava l'katan shiach l'tinok. Aval hu b'yatzmo ein lo l'achilu. If there is other opportunity, let somebody else feed him, another child, that will be better than you feeding him yourself. Why? Number one, chador the osur lechatchila ligabo, because you're not allowed to touch the chametz over here, as we've already learned, gdel b'simen tov memvav, where the issue footnote number 25 reminds us that we learned over here that if you go and take this food, you may forget yourself and come to eat it. You have a cherry in your hand, you forget yourself and absentmindedly go and eat it, or want to eat it and acquire it. So therefore, you shouldn't do it. Furthermore, number two, v'od mishum loss of the kinyan. It has the appearance over here of a kinyan. And even though it's not, as the issue footnote number 26 in details tells us, nevertheless, it looks like a kinyan over here, and therefore, we don't do it. If, in fact, you can go keep this with the rest of the chametz that you've already sold, that's much better. Go put it over there. And then bring the child over there with the rest of the chametzes and eat it over there. Vimlo, if that's not possible, yasa mechitza asar b'fnei chametz. You should build a mechitza around the chametz, so you're not accessing the chametz except when you absolutely have to give your child. Now, koponim, if you can't make a mechitza around it, yich olav keli. You should put a kli over it to remind yourself that this is chametz and you can't eat it. The chozeh, all of this that we just said, im ein hatinok mesukon lezeh. As we pointed out, this is all in a situation of the tzachola she'ein bo sakana. The child's not going to die without this. The b'yeish sakana, if rachmona litzlan, this child is really very, very sick. Ein tzarech l'dakti, because don't play games. Don't do anything over here. Kidei l'mar b'achiloso, do as fast as you can to feed him. The child's rachmona litzlan going through insulin shock, and he needs to get something in him. So you get whatever it is. You give him a piece of bread, anything. Ukidilel simin shin choches, as we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, with the laws of pikuach nefashos regarding Hilchos Shabbos. The issue footnote number 27 deals over here with what happens if you have a gadol over here that's not a sakana. So it's a chol she'en bo sakana by a gadol. Until now we were talking about a katan. And he has to go and not eat. You wouldn't allow him to eat chametz over here if he's a chol she'en bo sakana. But he needs to put a salve on his wound. And that salve is, let's say, made up of spittle that is put into wheat. So it's making a chametz. And the chitim, the wheat over here, belongs to a guy, otherwise you'd be over by your Abayi Matzah. And now you have to put this salve on your wound. Is that allowed? So he says, yes. Since the hanoah you're getting from the chametz over here is not the normal way you get hanoah from chametz, by eating it, it therefore would only be awesome in the Rabbanon. And since you're a chol l'shem bosakana, the Rabbanons often fall off for a chol l'shem bosakana. Amir la'akum, for example, you're allowed to tell an akum to go and take care of a chol l'shem bosakana to do something. You're allowed to go and take medicines for a chol l'shem bosakana, even though that's a derabbanon. So the bottom line is, we would be allowed to over here to put a salve of a chometz containing item on a gadol she'ein bo sakana. He has some sort of an illness or wound that's not a pikuach nefashos situation. You could do this. Furthermore, yes, mikom makom ba'ofen shochel lelosan ayidei mei peiros. If you could get it wet using fruit juices rather than spittle or water, so therefore there's no problem of chometz, that would be preferable. And it brings down a very important rule that whenever you can, if you can do something that is permissible in a way that's permissible, that won't cause a problem, that's what you should do. He brings down as well, however, a gadol, an adult, over here, she'ein bo sakana, if he doesn't have sakana, and he needs to eat, the doctor recommends he eat chametz in that situation, so that's not allowed, because even if he's getting needed pachos mikashir, even though it's less than the kezayis, nevertheless, chatzi shir is osman haTorah. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, if you have to go and make chametz for a person who is truly a chol she'esh bo sakana, and therefore you'd be allowed to do this, he says, nevertheless, if you can do this in a way, she'ef shalassos b'derech heter, lo yaseh b'derech itzer, if you can make it in a way that it maybe not make it fully full-fledged chametz, and he goes through examples of this, so then you should do so. You shouldn't, in the situation where your delay is not going to cause any harm, or there's no concern about delaying, should try to do it in a hetedik way rather than an isedik way, even for a chol she'esh bo sakana. Furthermore, he says, if Chol HaShiyesh B'Sakana has to take medications that have chametz inside of them, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, you're purchasing a bottle of pills. Now, you only need 8 pills for the days of chametz, okay? And now, you're going to have to buy 20 pills. So, in this situation, either don't pay for all the rest of the pills, and you'll pay for them after Pesach, this way you don't acquire them, or, in this situation, have in mind specifically that you're not intending to acquire all of the pills, and this way, you're only acquiring the pills that have chametz in them that you need for Pesach. And all of the rest of the pills that you have are not considered chomei shovel of Pesach, and you can use those same pills after Pesach as well for the sick person. Now the Mechaber continues and he writes, Elo im kein hikdim dinar o shenosu v'nosam biyad. What is this talking about? We said that you're only, according to the Yesh Matirim, allowed to do this. That's only if you didn't give them the money up front. If you gave the money to the storekeeper, and now the storekeeper is giving your servant, your worker, over here, the chametz, or shenosu v'nosam biyad, or you're giving it to him by hand, that's not allowed. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yotes, the Chenvani gets the money up front. Here, you walk into the store, say, my servant, my worker is going to come by in an hour. Here's $10. Give him chometz. So then, Oz heavy lay kemachilo biyadayim chometz, as if you gave him the chometz, and that's not allowed. Shechenvani ushlucho shabalabais. The Chenvani is acting as your shuliach. Ubazir asur, this is forbidden. Afilu eni yodeya bevadeh shikne chometz. You're giving him $10. Say, give him food. You're not telling him to give him chometz. But if you gave him the money up front, then now he gives him chometz, it's not allowed. He says, ayin yoredeya simin kuflam base of dalet. Shekosu degam behiktim lo dinar eno asur elim kain sheomar lo yehei dinar zeh biyotcha. He points out an additional caveat over here. When you give him the money up front, so if you tell him that this money isn't yours until you give him the food, in that situation it's osur. However, avolim hirsho lehotzio achshav botzah mutter. If you in fact told him over here, you, here's the $10, you can spend it, I don't care, as long as you give eventually my worker when he comes here, today, tomorrow, in an hour, that's fine. Right now this money is yours. You can do with it whatever you want. When you're giving him the chametz in that situation, the b'shar shenosin la'poel, at that time, ain kan dinar sheikna lebalabais. The balabais's dinar is not there anymore. It's already taken and used, even if it hasn't been used, by the non-Jewish chenveni. And therefore, according to this lenient opinion, you'd be allowed to do this. The issue 29 gives us the source of this in regards to the din in Yoredeya, ayin sham. In any event, that's not everybody's opinion. He brings down Aval Kamachronim. You see in Os Lamed Gimel in the Sharet Siyam that this is the opinion of the Shach, the Taz, the Pri Chodosh, and seems to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well, that they're Machmir. Chol Kolav, they disagree over here with this lenient opinion that's brought down from Yoredeya. V'eskimu da'osu v'chol gavdei, and they say this is still forbidden even if the money has been given to him and he doesn't have to keep the money until he gives the worker the chametz. The issue footnote number 30 brings down the reasoning over here brought down by the Taz and the Shach in the name of the Tor. In that situation in Yoredeya, they were talking about that he acquired the Yayin Esach at that moment in time. And therefore, so too, the person, the Jewish person who gave the Chenvani the money for the workers, as soon as he gives him the storekeeper the money, so it's as if you acquired the chametz at that point in time, even though he's not going to give the chametz to the workers till an hour later, 2 hours later, a day later, when the money's no longer there. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'da dehiktim lo dinar lav davka." When we just said over here, if you prepaid him, you gave him the money up front, it's lav davka. Do it, then the same thing applies. Im nosan lo dinar b'shosh nosan achen vani chametz lavdo degam kinoser. You're walking in there with your worker, and you're buying something kosher lePesach, and he goes and gives him a roll. So in that situation, even though you're paying for it right then and there, that's not allowed also. It's not only if you give him the money beforehand. So what's the chiddush over here? That makel opinion of the Mordechai was only if the worker got the roll now and you're going to go pay it back 2 hours later. That would be allowed according to the lenient opinion of the Mordechai. Then the Mechaber had said, you're not allowed to give it to him by hand. So Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof explains, wrote Shlomar, Shabalabayis bi'atzmo lo kacha chometz min hachenvani. Here we're talking about the Balabayis took the roll from the chenvani, from the non-Jewish chenvani, ha'akum, l'tzorech avdo, for the worker, unisanolo, and he gave it to him. And in this situation was there, afilu no los, no lo nosan lo mos klal, even if he didn't pay for it. It still will be also because the minute you took it, the Kona Chomis and Mashiach Hosso Min Akam, as soon as you took it, you owe the Akam the dollar for the roll. and now you give it to your worker, you are over by your motzi. The Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah, he brings this down from the Rivash, but also liknos chametz leino Yehudi bePesach afilu bimosav. You're not going to be a sholiach, so to say, for a non-Jewish person. You're going out to the store to buy yourself something kosher lePesach, and one of your co-workers, a non-Jew, says, hey, listen, buy me a roll while you're there. You're not allowed to do that, even though he's paying it for it with his own money. Afilu bimosav sholeino Yehudi. Even though the guy himself is giving you the money, you're not allowed to be his sholiach. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Chafalev, the ikal emecha shema yocham imenu. Number one, the concern would be that maybe you're going to come and eat from that. You're going to forget yourself and eat the roll. And this is brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Rivash. Alternatively, he brings down Va'od, this is from the Magen Avraham. He says, to who wrote Sebekiyum Shachamitz? You want this Chamitz to be there because your Goyish co-worker is going to be very upset if that Chamitz isn't there. The explanation given in Dirshu footnote 31 over here says, Shehu wrote Sebekiyum Chamitz, Kivin Shanachri Machzik Lo Tova Akach Shekonu. Because your friend is happy that you're bringing him the role, and you want him to be happy with you. You don't want to be upset with you. And therefore, that's why it's considered like you're getting benefit. He brings out from the Taz a little bit stronger, and he says, if a non-Jewish person told a Jewish person, you better watch my Yayin Nesach over here, I'm not going to pay you for it. And he says, even if this is, and I'm not going to be happy with you even if you do this for me. In other words, you're not, quote, gaining anything by being nice to this guy over here. Nevertheless, it's still called the Rotzeh B'Kiyumo, that you still want this over here because you don't want all the hassles over here if this would get lost. So you are technically happy with its Kiyum, and therefore that's not allowed either. Furthermore, the Mishnah continues and he writes, when you're going and buying this, you're buying it on behalf of the Akum, but that's not a halachic idea. The Akum can't make you your Shaliah. So when you're buying it yourself and giving it to the Akum. And you, in fact, therefore, are going to be over by Yirah by Yimotzeh. And he says, and even if you don't take the roll, you just give him the dollar that your co-worker said to buy the roll. Gam kein osu, that's not allowed. Why? Because there is an opinion that says that just by giving you the money, you acquire the role, even though you didn't do a meshicha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavbeis says further that even if you're using his money, but if you had no intention of acquiring this role for yourself, and you didn't take any responsibility for it, he's giving you the dollar, and even if you say, listen, sorry, I dropped the role, a dog grabbed the role, you don't have to pay him back, then if this were to stay in your possession till after Pesach, it wouldn't be considered Chomei Shovel of Pesach, can cause a Prima Godim. This is the opinion of Prima Godim. However, he says, look in the Shari Tshuva, Ayin Shari Tshuva. If you look in the Shari Tshuva towards the end of Os Yud Beis, he brings down, if you have it on Pesach and you give it to him on Pesach, of course it's Osir. As opposed to, now we're talking about it's after Pesach, inquire over at Pesach, we wrote it in low, and you want to give it to him, and you're benefiting by giving him the chametz, that you'd be allowed to do. Yesh litzadi lahatir, that would be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Gimel adds, Lachain also lo meleakam, it's forbidden to go and tell an akam. And the same thing would apply over here, it says on Chol HaMoed, and in Os Mem Aleph, and Shaar HaTzion, he says the same thing would apply even before Pesach. That sheyikne, if you tell the akam, Sheyikne chametz bishvilo. If you tell the Akam to buy chametz for you, even if he doesn't bring it into your house, the yesh poskim shesovin the yesh shlichus liakam lechumra. Even though there's no shlichus by an Akam, lechumra we do say over here that there could be shlichus by this Akam over here. And this is the opinion of Rashi, and you can see more about this in Dirshu footnote number 33. However, b'diavad im kanalo, if the non-Jewish person purchased it for you, the lo moshech l'rishusa, but didn't bring it into your rishus, ain't less soleach haPesach. It wouldn't be considered over here chomish shovel as a Pesach. This is brought down from Chidush Rekiva Eger, which Dirshu footnote number 34 explains from the Prima Godim. We have Kiva Eger in the name of the Prima Godim. Shalachol adeos min haTorah ain't shlichus afilu chomer. The min hadin min daraisa, there's no shlichus. Then he brings down Kosav Prima Godim beakum shekonim beakum tvua sheyesh besocher kitzas chamutim. A non-Jewish person buys from another non-Jewish person some grain that has maybe some chametz inside of it. You can be the middleman. Why? Because he doesn't really want the chametz stuff inside. He wants the grain. If an animal of a non-Jewish person is loaded with chametz, you can help unload the animal. Even though you're going to get benefit for this, he's going to think you're a nice guy. That's not called real kim of chametz. He's going to do you a favor. You had no intention of doing this. That's why it is permissible. With this, we conclude today's share.